Ever feel like running a business? I mean, really trying to grow one these days,
Yeah.
just like trying to navigate a wild river.
Oh, I know what you mean.
One minute you're like cruising along, things are smooth sailing, and then bam, unexpected rapids, obstacles everywhere. It's a lot.
It really is. And, just like in a river, it's not enough to just stay afloat in the business world.
Exactly. If you're going to make it truly thrive,
Yeah.
you need a plan, right? You got to be strategic about how you're going to navigate those rapids, use those currents to your advantage.
Couldn't agree more.
Which leads us to growth strategy. And that's why we're diving deep into this company, Strategy Achievers.
Good one to deep dive into for sure.
What really got me about them, what sparked my interest, was how they ditched that whole one-size-fits-all approach to growth.
Yeah.
They're all about helping businesses tap into what they're already good at, their strengths, and using that to build a path forward. It's a really interesting approach.
It is. What I find fascinating about strategy achievers is how they define growth. They're not just talking about getting bigger, expanding rapidly for the sake of it.
Right.
It's more about what they call growing with purpose, sustainable growth, the
Yeah.
kind that stays true to a company's core, their identity.
Going with purpose. Love that. And it's so true, right? What's the point of explosive growth if you lose sight of what made you special in the first place? You
Exactly.
just become, I don't know, like a diluted version of your former self.
And that, my friend, can be disastrous, especially these days. Brand authenticity, it's everything.
Totally.
Consumers, they're savvy, they can sniff out a phony a mile away. So if your growth doesn't align with your values, if it clashes with your brand, your message is going to fall flat.
You'll lose those customers who are drawn to what you stood for in the first place.
You got it.
It'd be like, imagine your favorite little independent bookstore. You know, that cozy neighborhood vibe.
I love those.
Suddenly, they're trying to be like the big guys, slashing prices, going all in on online sales. Just doesn't feel right, does it?
Not at all. Loses its charm.
They'd be much better off playing to their strengths, right? Hosting author events, book clubs, things that really use that unique atmosphere they have.
Now you're talking. It's about understanding what makes a business special and then finding ways to, amplify that. Stay true to yourself. That's sustainable growth.
Authenticity.
Yeah.
So, speaking of staying true to yourself while trying to, ride those market currents, how does Strategy Achievers actually help businesses find that balance, staying authentic while still making those smart growth moves?
It all starts with understanding the business ecosystem. And they have this, well, it sounds a little intimidating at first, but it's actually really cool. They use something called a competitive ecosystem map.
Okay, a competitive ecosystem map. Painting a picture for us here. What does that even look like?
Imagine your business right there in the center. And all around it, you've got everything, every key player that influences your success, all laid out visually.
Okay, I'm starting to see it. Give me some examples. Who are the players in this ecosystem?
Well, you've got your direct competitors, obviously, but it goes way beyond that. Think indirect competitors, suppliers, customers, even regulatory bodies, and even cultural trends, everything. They analyze how all these pieces interact, how they influence your specific market.
It's like a giant web of interconnectedness.
You could say that again.
Which reminds me, one of the sources we looked at said something like, change is the only constant. And it seems like Strategy Achievers really takes that to heart.
Oh, absolutely. They're not about locking themselves or their clients into these rigid long-term
Right,
plans.
right.
They get it. Flexibility, adaptability, those are non-negotiables in today's world. So instead of a static roadmap, it's more like a flexible framework, something that can adapt as needed.
Always adjusting, making course corrections as those currents shift. Love it.
That's exactly.
Now, while we're talking about being adaptable and making those strategic moves, two other things really jumped out at me about Strategy Achievers. And I think they both tie into this need for flexibility and accountability.
Okay, I'm listening.
The first one is establishing clear, measurable goals. And then the second, which I found so interesting, is this idea of incorporating personal branding.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, how do those fit in?
Right. So tell us, how does Strategy Achievers weave these seemingly different ideas into a cohesive growth strategy?
Okay, so first off, measurable goals. They're all about accountability, making sure that the strategy is actually producing results, And we're not talking about some vague hope like, oh, we want to do better. It's about specific, quantifiable
Now
objectives.
give me an example.
Sure. Say you want to boost sales by 15%. Maybe you're aiming to improve customer retention rates by 10%. Or perhaps the goal is to break into a whole new market geographically. Whatever it is, they help their clients get crystal clear on those goals from day one. And then this is key, they track progress. If things aren't moving, they adjust the strategy.
Data-driven decisions. It keeps everything aligned. Love that.
Exactly. And that's actually where the personal branding piece comes in. It might seem like a separate thing, right?
It does, a bit.
But they've made it a core part of their whole growth strategy. Because, let's face it, a strong personal brand, it's a game changer for business leaders.
Especially now, yeah.
People connect with people. A strong personal brand builds trust, creates a level of credibility that traditional marketing just can't match.
It goes back to that authenticity we were talking about earlier.
100%. They help leaders cultivate authentic personal brands that reflect their company's mission, their values. Because when those things align, when a leader's personal brand resonates with the company brand, it creates this powerful synergy. The message is so much stronger.
It all just clicks.
Exactly.
So bringing it all back to our river analogy, it seems like Strategy Achievers is all about giving businesses the tools, the strategies they need to not just survive those rapids, but actually thrive in these wild waters. No shortcuts, no quick fixes. It's about building something that lasts.
Well said. It's about empowerment. Helping businesses become the best, most authentic versions of themselves.
Love that. Now, for everyone listening, here's a little something to think about. In your field, your area of expertise, what's one trend that, if you ignore it, could completely shake up your business ecosystem in the next year? Something to ponder.
Yeah.
And that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. We'll catch you in the next one.